KST Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Another upset post-cast edition coming at you in just a moment. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for tuning in to this K-State Athletic Podcast, all things K-State sports, football, men's basketball, women's volleyball, and so much more coming up soon. Obviously, you get we're already in this winter stretch already, so long-ass winter ahead. But indoor track and field coming soon. Baseball will be back in the spring. Men's women's golf will be back also in the spring. Women's rowing also in the spring. Tennis, so much more, obviously, of K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest postcast episode of this podcast. Podbean app. Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Podcast Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Podcast Podcast. More coverage over there of your K-State Wildcats over there. And, of course, make sure you do tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. I got to be up front first, obviously. yesterday when I recorded, what was it, the men's postcast of their fourth straight loss. And, oh, by the way, as I'm recording this on December 8th, 2025, K-State men's basketball looking to break that four-game losing streak. They should against a terrible Mississippi Valley State team, 1-8 tonight in Bramlage Coliseum. I made a mistake yesterday that when I should have known better that the women's team was playing Bramlage. I got to be right up front. Sorry, but I apologize about that. I knew they were up in St. Joe. And I got to say first, that looked like a high school gym. Not without, in recent memory, because obviously we were, and again, that's not a shot at the current team. Look, the current team made a big statement. Kind of put a bow in what's been a big week for K-State sports. But it looked like, man, that looked like a high school gym in there up in St. Joe. But anyways, Jeff Mitty, for the second time this year in non-con play, buzzer beater at the end propels the women's basketball team over top-ranked 15th team in the nation, 13-ranked Ole Miss, yesterday in St. Joe, part of the, let me get it real quick, part of the Bill Steiner Classic in St. Joe, Missouri. Wow, what a game, especially in the second half. Gina Garcia, if you go back a few weeks ago now, Gina Garcia made her stamp on the K-State with a game-winning layup against SMU in that May Sports Center. Brandy Harold, her turn, right? Bank shot off the window, put it in, and K-State back over 500, more importantly for them. What a huge win. This capped off probably a wild, wild, wild-ass week for K-State sports. Obviously, we're going to get to Colin Klein this week. Yep. Sometime today, I will officially record my stance on Colin Klein returning to K-State. So you're going to have... you guys going to have that finally. But, yeah, obviously, volleyball... We cover all sports, so everything else had to take priority. Well, obviously, the football team... We'll get all that because there's so much with all that. But this is the moment when it's volleyball, right? 13-ranked K-State, Marini Harold, basically at the buzzer because Ole Miss only had two seconds left. But another upset for women's athletics. Basketball gets it done. 61-60 over 13-ranked Ole Miss. K-State, Jordan Spicer went off yesterday up in St. Joe. Her career high, we gotta say up to this point because it's still sort of early. We're only 11 games into the season. Spicer, 19 points, 4 rebounds yesterday there, including a buzzer beater in one of the quarters there for a 3. Taryn Sides, 13 points, 7 rebounds. Tess Hill, it's time. It's time. It's Teal time, baby. Tess Hill, right? I came up with that on the spot. Tess time, baby. 11 points, 5 rebounds there yesterday as well, for the Stanford transfer as well. So Yeah, three players, three double digits. And if, hey, if Taryn sides, you obviously gonna need her productivity. If you get Tess Hill going, right, and you start getting these freshmen going, the Gina Garcias, the Jordan Spicers, Brandy Harrods of the world, right?
I'm almost leaving out Natasha Klaustens, a veteran in the mix, right? So,
wow. What a win. This was a nip-tuck game, especially in the second half. Ole Miss went up late. It was a crazy-ass final minute of this basketball game. Ole Miss went up. K-State went up. Then Ole Miss again go to the line after a foul, take the lead, and then executed possession right there by the offense, by Jeff Mitty there. And Terrence Hodge tried to put it in the paint. Finds Harrow. Harrow with it. That was a tough shot there. Off the windows open, as I like to call it. And that's all she wrote right there. This was a tight game all the way through. And the case of your case of was volleyball. Case of one's basketball team pulls off the upset over Ole Miss yesterday in St. Joe, 61-60. Eddie Griffin, Pro Watch Podcast, all things K-State sports right there. K-State held Ole Miss to 31% shooting from the field, 16% shooting from three. And the leading score, let me go back here for, a minute here. The leading score coming out of here for Ole Miss, Cody McMahon, 20. This was a game high, 22 points there. Not enough. 8 rebounds for McMahon in this one for the Lady Rebels there in that one as they drop. They suffered their first loss of the season. How about that? Wow. Ole Miss losing for the first time in 2025. Thank you, ladies basketball team, for that. Meanwhile, on the other end of the spectrum, the Lady Cats, your Lady Cats there, 38% shooting from the field, 40% from downtown, of course, led by Jordan Spieser there, 19 points. And I'm going to go back up to here real quick. No, Terrence Sides, hold up. Okay, so Sides and Spieser, S squared, a combined 4 of 12 from downtown. Tess Hill hit one on Azilla Arenas as well. And that was it. 4K stay as the Lady Wildcats get the upset over Ole Miss. Huge. Huge. Huge right there. And they broke they broke a 3-game losing streak themselves there as well. This could go a long way right here. This is the SEC opponent. And we heard all about that last year on both the men and women's sides, but the Big 12's got some ammunition as well. let's not get it twisted. And for this young squad, this can go a long, long way. I'm telling you now, again, I keep going back to this block. Stay together. In the midst of the NIL, all this money, Twitter portal, right? I keep on saying that. If this group can stay together, this way can go a long way for this group. And Spieser, Herod, Garcia in the mix there. And remember, let's remember, you only got one senior on the team. And that's Tessia, who had a big game late yesterday there as well. Let me see. Herod, only 4 points in the afternoon. And her points were huge right there. Azilla Arenas only had 5. Gina Garcia had 9. Janessa Cotton started the game for K-State along with Natasha Klaassen's. Cotton didn't score anything, and Klaassen's didn't score either. So again, it's different players for this team that come up big late in these games. It seems like the right spot, isn't too big for them. It's not too big for them in this moment in time. That's huge. And this is their 11th game of the 2025-26 campaign. This is a huge, huge game. And not only that, you get this game. wow. I'm not going to go in that right there. Let me see. We're going to stay with Jeff Mitty here, and then we're going to go into Brandy Harrod here as she got the game winner for K-State there in St. Joe there. And if I remember correctly, we have not lost in the St. Joe Classic, obviously. That's actually not the right title. Bill Snyder Classic in St. Joe. The Bill Snyder game up there in St. Joe. For those of you wondering, why is that called the Bill Snyder? And he,
obviously, the legend, and now Colin Klein, who played for under Bill Snyder, now going to be that dude for the head coach. Again, I'm gonna have quite my say here. My allergies, my goodness. here on the show, trying to run right through it. But anyways, yeah, so Colin Klein, yep, he's going to be that dude for the K-State football program. And all the dominoes that have led us to where we're at right now, here on December 8th, 2025, Jeff Mitty, on that play, quote, "The play was really we ran it. We wanted to get Gina involved in the ball screen, and we trust Gina, but Ole Miss really guarded it really well. She found Brandy on a dive cut, but there was a lot of contact there, and Brandy really had to gather. I'm not sure she makes that early. I'm not sure she makes it that early in the game. I don't think she was playing that tough. This is what it says. I'm not making it up. This is what it says. You can go read the script on ksatesports.com. She kind of willed her way to that basket, but I thought she played tougher as the game went on. She had rebounds in the second half that were really different. And I thought she really played tough," end quote there as well. Yeah, so seems like, again, growing pains of this team in and out right there. And, yeah, Brandy Harrell, you're unlikely as a heroes right there to win it for K-State. K-State 61, 13th ranked Ole Miss 60. Bill Snyder Classic in St. Joe, Missouri. Eddie Greer III about to wrap this thing up here. K-State going to 6-5, handing Ole Miss their first loss of the season. Oh, man, excuse me. And Brandy Harrell after the game, quote, "On that shot, I was excited. You know, I was struggling the whole game, and my teammates just encouraged me the whole game and making me feel better. And that going in the goal just made it even better," end quote there. And, of course, I keep saying that, going back to the experience, right? Sticking with Herod, quote, "Whenever I get into my senior year, I'll have all this experience, so it will help me. I think it's important," end quote. See, I said it right there. And Jordan Spieser here, we're going to stay on the experience side of things here. Quote, this is Jordan Spieser, who had a big game for K-State, leading scorer for K-State in this game yesterday. Quote, "I think just having, like, that connection on the court, and then just our teammates that are veterans on the team, especially Taryn, just giving us the confidence always and just knowing that we can do it," end quote there as well. Yeah, man, so, again, this is only one senior on this team. Taryn Todd is only junior still, but she's played a lot of basketball. Tess Hill, yeah, she's only the only senior. Who else going to say? Oh, yeah, Natasha Klassen's also junior as well, right? She didn't play very well in this game, but, again, she's getting that experience, right? So, yet again, are you serious? Come on. It's with that time of Monday. Are you serious right now? But anyways, we're almost done with this episode. But anyway, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. It's Monday morning. It's typical Monday stuff, right? But anyways, yeah, so it comes down to experience. And people leaving, athletes, whether it's men, women, whatever that is, athletes tend to come and go at universities now. You don't get a traditional 4 years. I know I keep on saying this, but again, it's very important. Especially particularly with this team, right? They stay together, they get through some of the growing pains, the losing streaks, the ups and downs, losing to the Green Bay's, right, of the world, right? But a win like this can go a long, long ways. Again, there's still conference play still, so we got a lot of basketball left. So for this team to continue to get experience, right? So that's the meaning of the doubt here. And to get a win like this over an SEC opponent. And now, again, it kind of reminds me a little bit of them battling against A&M. Colin Klein is going to be former team here in a few weeks after they get through the playoff. they battled Texas A&M. Took them to the limit a little bit before A&M kind of finished it off a little bit. So, again, you know, this is going to help. This is going to help a little bit with these teams. And I'm proud of this team. Way to continue to show fight here in the non-con. And this is a huge win for the Slaves basketball team over 13-ranked Ole Miss yesterday in St. Joe. The Bill Snyder game 61-60. The Pro Project Podcast, all things KC Sports you can get wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or when I have a chance to record Kansas State content again. I will get together with Alex here at some point today and try to confirm at least one more episode before we close out 2025. I definitely want to get his thoughts on, the football season, of course, the return of Colin Klein, and I might want to get somebody else on here as well. I don't know yet because in this last part of the year has been pretty wild and unpredictable on either end of the aspects, so there's that as well. But we're going to wrap this postcat winning upset postcat edition up. Alex Aiden out there in Signal, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It is Kansas City Women's Basketball with the upset. 61, 13th ranked Ole Miss, 60. This has been another winning upset edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.